While the states contemplate getting into the gambling business, many Native American tribes are contemplating how to wean themselves from it. Gaming generates some $12 to $13 billion a year in revenue for Indian reservations, but many tribes are now taking their casino profits and beginning to diversify into other business ventures. NPR's David Shaper reports from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Just 20 years ago, most of the Ho-Chunk people living in and around Black River Falls in west-central Wisconsin lived in what Ho-Chunk Nation President Troy Swallow describes as abject poverty.
They lived in substandard housing. Many of them didn't have utilities, electricity or running water, indoor plumbing.
Swallow says the unemployment rate among his people was high, with only limited economic opportunities on the horizon. But over the last decade or so, that's changed. Like many other Native American tribes, the Ho-Chunk built casinos and bingo halls, including the Majestic Pines Casino just outside of Black River Falls, creating jobs and generating tens of millions of dollars in revenue each year. Swallow says the Ho-Chunk used gaming profits to provide members with affordable housing, access to health care and education programs, from Head Start preschool to employment training. Swallow says the Ho-Chunk have also developed a few businesses adjacent to their gaming properties, like convenience stores, hotels, and a convention center. But like many other tribes, he says the Ho-Chunk's economy has very little else. So the dollars spent on gaming don't remain in the Indian economy very long. So Swallow says they're planning new businesses to keep the money flowing through.
When a dollar comes into our economy, it'll roll over into the next business. It'll go from our casino to the dry cleaners to the supermarket to the bank, and all of those facilities will be Ho-Chunk Nation facilities, and then we derive the full benefit of the Indian gaming that's here.
The Ho-Chunk Nation is diversifying in other ways. They will break ground this spring in a movie theater complex in nearby Toma, Wisconsin. The Ho-Chunk are planning a product distribution center there as well. And a low-interest loan program has helped dozens of small business startups by individual Ho-Chunk members. Across the country, Native American tribes are beginning to use gaming profits to get into more sustainable businesses, according to Pete Homer, president and CEO of the National Indian Business Association.
I, too, believe that the gaming industry is not going to last forever and that it is getting saturated. I believe that the other businesses that they're developing with their profits from gaming create that economic base that never has been there on that Indian reservation.
Many tribes are developing 5, 10, and 20-year business and economic diversification plans to wean themselves from gaming. The Ho-Chunk hope by 2012 to be making as much, if not more, money from non-gaming businesses as they do from gambling. David Shaper, NPR News, Black River Falls, Wisconsin.